This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, the big four, they call it, the big four bands of dad rock by generations.
Okay.
Now, this is from Loudwire, and they talked about how they had been looking at the study that listed the most popular dad rock bands in every state in the U.S., and that they were surprised when they looked at the list and saw that there were bands formed as late as the 90s on there. There's Linkin Park and Nickelback and Blink-182 and Limp Bizkit. They were kind of surprised by that, and they said that's when they realized, like, oh, well, we're getting old. You know, the 90s was a while ago. So they said, you know what we should do? We should put together the big four bands of dad rock for every generation. Now, of course, this is involving music, so it's subjective, but they said that they had several meetings about this and discussed the different parameters and had to decide, okay, this is you know, what constitutes dad rock, how popular it had to have been. And first of all, you got to figure out when these generations were born, which you can pretty much get agreement on that just from, like, Wikipedia. So let's do boomers and let's do Gen X. So we can do boomers first, since it makes sense to go that way. Who would you think the big four bands are, the big four dad
Steely
rock
Dan.
Bands are for boomers?
The Doobie Brothers.
And keep in mind, again, it's not necessarily like dad rock. It's really just their four favorite bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now.
That's Rush, what you got so far? For boomers?
Yeah.
So they say the big four for boomers, the Beatles.
Oh, right.
Which, you know, okay. The Eagles, which, of course, right? That's my dad's favorite band. But my dad was actually, I think, the Silent Generation. But anyway, it was his favorite band, and he was my dad. I feel like Eagles are a lot of people's dad's favorite bands, or one of their favorite bands. Led Zeppelin, of course, right? And then the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
So that's fair. I feel like I probably could have guessed Beatles and Zeppelin. I might have forgot the Eagles, even though I shouldn't have. But Zeppelin, yes.
I just consider those like great rock bands.
Right.
And dad rock to me has a sound to it, a feel to it.
Agreed.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. You know, this is not
Eagles
actually kind of dad rock.
The other two are just
The other two are just great rock bands that, you know, every generation likes.
Zeppelin, right. Stones, and Beatles.
Right. Like, if you like if you like music, you probably like Zeppelin.
Right. Which is why I think they were careful to say, okay, this isn't actually dad rock as you might think of it. It's just, it's now to you, I guess it could be, since your dad's a boomer, then you might think of Zeppelin as dad rock. But I'm with you. When you think about boomer parents, Eagles are one. Doobie Brothers are a good one. Mm-hmm. Steely Dan, you know, right, those to me feel like even Crosby, still Nash and Young, yeah, right? Yeah, that yeah. feels like dad rock to me a little bit more. But it seems like they're just kind of going here with the big bands. What's probably going to upset you a little bit is Gen X. This is the list they just put out. We don't have millennials yet, so maybe they'll put that out tomorrow. I don't know. But Gen Xers born between 1965 and 1980. They entered their teenage years from 1978 to 1993. So it's a pretty wide scope of bands to cover. But they say they've come up with these four. They said to narrow it down a little bit, they said we're going with the four bands that had great success over the course of more than one decade, so multiple decades, and stood the test of time. So people still like them. They still get played on the radio, and they were popular for more than a decade. So with those clues, you got any guesses for the Gen X dad rock bands?
Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, I mean, any of that grunge stuff, probably. Well, now, you know, I don't know.
That's why I said I don't know that you're going to love this list. So, band number one, Aerosmith.
Ugh. All right, whatever. People like
Laz and I argue about Aerosmith.
People love Aerosmith. I just hate the whole Alicia Silverstone era. It's so annoying. So annoying.
The 90s. Get a grip. And yeah, that's, you know, I was like probably 13, 14. When
Night in the Ruts I can listen to. That whole, you know,
Look, I don't want to lose a thing. Yeah. You know? Yeah, but I don't. That
don't want to miss a thing.
Armageddon. That's bad. Don't want to miss a thing. And whatever the pink thing was that happened later, I don't think that was too big, but that might have been their last album or close to
it. Walking in the Sand, I mean, you know, of course.
But I'm saying, like, Love
Back
in an Elevator.
Back in the Saddle Again.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
But I like more of it because I like Get
a
Grip
on Love
in
an Elevator.
Yeah.
Jamie's Got a Gun.
Dude Looks Like a Lady. Yeah, I like that stuff. So that's band number one, Aerosmith. They certainly fit the parameters, though, of being popular for multiple decades, and they've stood the test of time. People still like them. You'd have to agree with that. The next one is one that
Guns N' Roses.
I would have thought was a little close because I might have even thought that it could have been Boomers, but it makes more sense. I guess it would be Gen X, AC/DC.
Oh, well.
AC/DC spent multiple decades, right?
Perfect.
And still popular today.
Yeah,
so
but again, I put them in that Zeppelin category, and I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a great rock band to me.
Of course. Everybody likes them.
Right.
I don't have kids, but I wouldn't think that your kids hear AC/DC and go, dad rock.
No, they like AC/DC.
You know what I mean? Now they might think classic rock, but they don't think dad rock. So AC/DC number two. Number three. Mm-hmm. I almost wanted to save this one for last. Actually, I will save it for last. I'll skip to number four because you already guessed it. Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
I figured they had to be on there.
Right.
How do you not?
Again, it just sounds, I know these are great songs people like, but again, just sounds like a great rock band.
Right. But, and so if you were a teenager and that in those years that they gave, that
I think you'd think, like
gave,
if my kids at 13 just think classic rock.
Yeah. But if you were a.
But they don't think like all dads love this. I don't think they think that.
Maybe not. No, I think this is more about like if you were a teenager during these times, then there's a very good chance
that
you
loved
Guns N' Roses. Right. And that maybe you still do love Guns N' Roses. And then the one that I skipped. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any guesses? Because this is really the whole reason I read this to you. Because it's like, all right, this is pretty cool. Van Halen.
Oh.
They put Van Halen on there as the Gen X, as the big four. So for the big four for Gen X, it's Guns N' Roses, Van Halen,
AC/DC, my favorite out of all of them.
And Aerosmith. Who, Van Halen?
Yeah. I even like Van Hagar. People are going to kill me. Love it.
No, I do too, but I just...
I could have done without the Gary Cherone whatever thing.
I don't think people talk about that too much, do they?
No, I don't think so.
I get, like, okay, you're saying if you were going to listen to one of those four bands, the most in your free time, it's going to be Van Halen.
Yeah, for me, for sure.
But who do you think is the most iconic? I'd say it's either them or Guns N' Roses. There's something about
AC/DC.
Appetite. You'd say AC/DC for
AC/DC,
sure?
AC/DC, yeah.
See, I'm doing the same thing with AC/DC. Even though they put it on the list, I'm thinking of them as a slightly different era.
Right. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm lumping them in more with Zeppelin and the 70s, when I guess I shouldn't. For the boomer dads, it makes sense that the Beatles are going to be
the Beatles. I'm surprised, too, Mr. Boston on our Twitch says, what about Metallica?
Right, I know.
But that sounds like every dad I know likes Metallica.
I know. Will they be? But because like AC/DC was Gen X, will they put Metallica on the millennial list?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm curious, and hopefully they'll come out with it tomorrow. But I'm wondering, just because of the way they did this, you look at when these bands got popular.
Yeah, so the millennial list, I think, DJ Uncle Jesse on our Twitch, twitch.tv/ChurchLazlo. If they didn't put the Pearl Jam stuff in for it,
they'll have to.
It's gonna be,
that's going to be
Nirvana,
and they'll probably do Metallica.
Right, and Pearl Jam.
And then something like like Tool. Yeah, they could do multiple grunge bands,
right?
But I could see them doing Metallica, Nirvana, and right. then maybe they even do like a Blink 182 or something. Since they right, mentioned that band earlier,
Green Day
or Green Day, yeah, right. and that'll be the Millennials. But I don't know. Yeah, we probably nailed it. We don't even need to check back tomorrow.
We won't.
No, we won't. I'll forget about it.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Getting drunk is such a big deal. You know?
Well, I hope not, because I am.
Is it such a big deal? Is it such a big deal to get drunk?
Did you see these, man?
What?
These t-shirts I make. I'm about to get this done.
I know.
After all these years of wanting to start my own business.
I know. Snowcone finally made it happen.
Well, he did not.
I worked forever to get that done.
Look at that. Look at that.
You're welcome.
Bobby's the new junior.
That looks good. It that looks does, really right? good. Yeah. Nice. When do those hit the
I don't know yet. I texted my guy.
Shows.
I'm doing it with our buddy from Perry Sailor.
Yeah.
So, you know,
is he going to sell them in his store?
Well, we started a business together. He built a website. We have a handshake deal.
Wow.
So I just don't know if I can start to talk about the website yet or not. I don't know how, like, now the back end stuff works. He knows all
the
that.
The business stuff. Yeah, let him take care of that.
Well, like, you know, it's all set up. Like, I can go to it and see
right,
it, but
right.
I'm like, I don't know exactly.
Is it open
you
to
know,
the public?
You have to pay stuff in and
yeah.
whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you done with the design or whatever? So.
Well, you're going to do it. I can tell you that because
oh,
the church
it's
already
ready
made
to
the
go. I could
up.
Give you the,
yeah, you're close.
The website. You could go there. You could buy something.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do that and then him be like.
We're not ready to distribute or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids getting drunk.
It's cool, though, right?
It's very cool.
I'm showing them on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. I've seen that one. I like that one. I got a kid getting drunk story for you guys coming up here. Ooh, I like that, too. Snowcone, you could have been a part of this. If you'd helped him.
I am.
If you, yeah.
You are not.
I am.
You are.
I
promise you, you are not.
I get my cut.
I promise you, you are not.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I actually wanted to ask you guys a question coming up. Kind of what would you do scenario. It involves something going on in my neighborhood. And I don't know, maybe I'm making too big of a deal out of it. But I talked to my friend about it last night.
What's the problem?
Well, I'm worried about someone, but I don't even know the person.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't worry about people I do know, so no. But I guess I could see how it happens.
It's just, I've lived there long enough now. I've lived there like 15 years. Something seems amiss, but I don't know if that means I'm supposed to do anything about it or not. So I want to ask you about that. Real quick, though, I love these stories. Another kid got served alcohol in an accident. This is not the dad buying the Mike's Hard Lemonade thinking it's lemonade story. This is actually family out to eat at a restaurant, and the kid is served. It's supposed to get apple juice in a kid's cup, you know, with the lid and everything. They open the lid up of this cup because they didn't know that the kid was drinking alcohol until she was drunk. I guess she got pretty drunk.
Okay.
Turns out they had accidentally poured cooking wine into the cup. I don't know how you confuse those. That kind of seems like something that someone would do on purpose.
Yeah.
But they said that this toddler was drunk. Obviously, the mom's very concerned. If your kid gets drunk, I mean, you don't want to get alcohol poisoning, but if they get a little tipsy, it's not ideal for your kid to get drunk. It's illegal for you to do it on purpose. But if your kid accidentally gets into a little bit of alcohol, is it really that big of a deal?
She was swaying. She was falling over. She was leaning on the walls. She couldn't hold her head up. She was slurring her words.
I mean, you don't want them to get alcohol poisoning.
That's the thing.
You'd be worried about that.
I don't know how much it takes. I'm sure as a parent, especially when they're young like that, you worry about everything even more.
And you just pump the stomach, right?
You have to go to the hospital. They pump your stomach.
You don't want to do that. And then as soon as you bring your drunk toddler in there, CPS is coming to your house.
Well, that's true.
I drank nail polish remover as a kid.
What?
I was a toddler, yeah.
I just drank it right now and try to get high.
I mean, that's basically what that stuff tastes like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
some
I did
of it.
Get my stomach pumped.
They did? Wait, so they put the tube down your throat?
Yeah.
And do you remember it?
Activated charcoal and all that stuff. I don't remember a lot of it, but I remember them, like, taping me down to, like, the bed because I wouldn't stop squirming.
Did your mom put nail polish remover in a sippy cup, or did you
pick it up? No, I was sitting there watching The Addams Family,
I had, like, a
juice, and there was my sister was, like, using it to, like, get her nail polish off, and it was next to it, without looking, I reached down and just, for whatever reason, picked it up and drank it.
How much did you drink?
I don't think much. My sister caught me pretty quickly.
It's got to taste terrible. It smells terrible.
Yeah, I think I, like, spit it out. I don't know. It wasn't like I drank a bottle.
And they still pumped your stomach?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I guess
I would think if you just sucked on some nail polish remover, and then spit it out, I wouldn't think to take you to the emergency room.
I don't know if they needed to, but my sister gave me milk right away to try and.
Not supposed to do. But you just call poison control?
Is that a thing still? I mean, I remember when I was a kid, my mom was talking about calling poison control.
My mom's a nurse at the hospital, and she said, just bring him up here and we'll pump his stomach.
Oh, so your mom took care of it. We got a friend in the business. Bring him up.
Is that what happened on your shorts yesterday? You pumped your stomach?
Yeah. I don't think she's the one that did it, but yeah, I remember them having
she's not qualified.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, I'm just saying.
What do you mean you're not qualified?
She's not qualified to pump your stomach.
Nurse.
Right.
How would she not be? She's a nurse.
She's a nurse.
That seems like a job for a doctor.
Oh my God.
Does it not seem like a job for a doctor?
Misogyny out of here.
Oh, misogyny, my ass. You go to the hospital and like, hey, we're going to intubate you or whatever, and you say, bring in the, where's the nurse?
Pumping his stomach.
I'm dying. Bring in the nurse.
That's something like you have to do. That's what nurses do. Doctors come in and write
scripts. Well, I've never had my stomach pumped, so.
They tell the nurses what to do.
I don't know what it looks like. I thought it was a very serious thing. I thought they had to, like, you know. Well, pump your stomach. Put a tube down your throat.
Yeah, they did.
I don't even think they really do that.
They don't?
Put charcoal in there somehow.
Why can't you just puke it up? Why can't they give you that stuff? Remember the stuff that our parents used to keep in the medicine cabinet?
I drank perfume once when I was a kid. I don't remember it at all. My mom just told me.
Yeah, that won't hurt you.
I said, oh, what happened? She's like, we called poison control, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I drank gasoline because it smelled good. And it didn't taste good. And then I drank.
That's so hardcore.
I drank antifreeze because my brother said it was poisonous and dared me to. And I drank it, and that did taste good. I heard they changed the taste of it now, though, so it's not so delicious. It was weird.
Yeah, like, because women used to poison their husbands with it.
Yeah.
Put it in their coffee and stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes get away with it more than once.
Tricky ladies.
It's not a good way to go, from what I've heard.
Really?
Like, maybe the worst. Yeah. It's terrible, 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 slow, painful death. I didn't drink enough that happened. I just, you know, maybe lost my hair now and some stuff like that. Who knows if there are any long-term effects, but I didn't go get my stomach pumped.
How much antifreeze did you drink?
Yeah, I put it in a little, I guess it would have been about like the size of a shot glass. And I don't know, to impress the neighbors, trying to make friends, you know, like, check it out. I know.
Does
they
that
say
work?
Like
when your friends are over, if you're like, watch me drink antifreeze, and they're like, yeah,
it got attention.
That's the cool kid.
It got me attention. And at the time, I didn't know the difference. So there was a difference between being liked and just getting attention. There's good attention, there's bad attention. Yeah. So no, I didn't.
Look at old Booger Eater.
No one's out there telling the story.
Antifreeze.
Oh, we've been friends ever since he drank that antifreeze. I knew then that I loved that kid. That didn't happen. Same with the gasoline. I drank the gasoline because it smelled good. And someone was like, yeah, it'll kill you. Yeah, kids were there. I'm like, it won't kill you. You can drink some of it. And so I drank some of it. And I was like, whoa, that was worse than the antifreeze. Antifreeze went down fine.
What about how the gas taste?
Like it burned my throat and my stomach. It felt like I was on fire. The inside of my body was on fire. I don't think so. I
feel
don't
like it
that.
Would, because if you huff gas, you can get high, don't you?
I don't know. But it hurt. Like, it was painful. The antifreeze, I was a little concerned.
About
because
how good it was?
I was like, yeah, maybe that is really poisonous. So then I go into the house. I'm like, is it true that if the dog gets into antifreeze, it'll kill him? My dad's like, yes. And he's like, why would you ask that? Did the dog get into antifreeze? And I was like, no. I was just curious. And then I was thinking, oh, God.
Nope, your son did.
So did
you go upstairs and just go to sleep and see if he died or not?
I don't remember what I did after that. I probably went and played Nintendo.
Well, you didn't tell him?
No. I was afraid they'd panic.
So you thought you would die? You thought you might die?
Yeah, I mean, I was very scared.
That explains a lot of your anxiety and stuff, though. As a young kid, you drank antifreeze, asked your dad if you would die. He said yes. And then you just went upstairs and went to bed. Those marks don't leave.
No.
That's why you cry yourself to sleep a lot.
Well, maybe. Who knows?
I mean, it's one of us.
Could have done brain damage, too.
It's not that one thing that did it, but it's a series of things.
It's not because of that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that helped in getting there.
Yes. And
it's like, I'm
going to
go smoke a cigarette in a minute. That cigarette probably won't kill me, but it'll be part of the larger picture that does kill me.
Right.
It'll contribute to that.
Right.
So you crying yourself to sleep every night, scared. Part of that, what contributed to that, is you laying in bed scared that you were going to die because you drank antifreeze.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't do it. I'm telling you, kids, don't do it. Gasoline doesn't taste nearly as good as it smells. I promise you that. And antifreeze is very poisonous. So don't do it. I don't think I should have to say that, but go ahead and say it. Don't do it.
You did have a boner for 6 hours and didn't go to the hospital. 10 hours.
Oh, it was more than that, yeah.
Yeah, it was a long, 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 long. It was a long time.
He took gas station Viagra.
Yeah.
I had a boner for 10 hours.
And I told you what my doctor said when I told him about the side effects. He didn't believe me at first. Then he goes, whoa. He's like, wait a second. Those are the side effects of actual Viagra that very few people have. He's like, I've never had a patient even have those side effects, but you got that from an over-the-counter thing? I was like, yes, I'm telling you, doc, I read in the news that they were putting real Viagra in this stuff. And he's like, oh, my God. He's like, okay, well, I'm not giving any Viagra. So I shouldn't have told him that story, but he gave me Cialis, and it works great anyway.
It does?
Yeah. It's awesome.
You have to go lay in a bathtub on a mountain?
No.
Watch the sun go down?
But I do think about it every time. I think about that bathtub on the mountain.
Do you take Cialis?
Yeah.
You do?
I do. Not every day. You can take it every day, I guess, but I don't.
When do you take it? Like, I just...
Like, if I think we're going to have sex, or if I feel like my blood pressure is a little high, sometimes I just take a little Cialis there and calm down.
And then if you get excited, you'll get an erection?
Uh-huh.
But if you
just
don't
makes your body work better.
But if you don't get excited, you won't get an erection?
Yeah, it doesn't make you excited.
Does it make you hornier?
Uh-uh. No, it doesn't do that. That's what weed's for. Weed makes me horny. The Cialis makes it work.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
What? Now what? What about your neighbor?
So, got this neighbor. She's been there longer than I have. No, I don't think so.
No?
She's probably like 65, 70, something like that.
She
I don't
can't
know.
Be hot.
I'm just saying. Sometimes you seem to think that means you can't be hot. I don't know. Anyhow, I'm pretty sure she's got like a grandkid because the kid used to be over there during the day and there's like play stuff out in the room. She's like a toddler.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought maybe she was like 20 or something.
No. There's
what are you talking about this lady being 70?
Like a toy kitchen and stuff out there. But I'd only ever see the kid during the day, so I figure she's probably, you know, babysitting. It's a nice house, right? And it's kind of on the corner. She's got a pretty big yard.
It's house? Nice.
I mean, it's near it. It's not like right next to it. It's a lot nicer than my house. But it's a nice house. And then suddenly...
How close?
Like a couple blocks away.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure a picture in my head of where it is.
I walk by it when I walk the dogs.
Okay, so it's close.
And my buddy walks by it, too, and he goes on walks, even though he lives on the other side of the neighborhood. But he's pointed this out, too. I started to notice, like, I hadn't seen her for a while. And then I started to see that it looked like, well, she must have moved because, like, the grass is all grown up. Mm. But I've walked by there a couple times now. She's in there.
How do you know?
Because I can see movement in the house.
Oh, you looked in the window, baby.
You know, when you walk by, you can see there's lights on in there. I can see movement. She's in there. But I haven't seen the kid forever. And when I say the grass is tall, it's like this.
Slim, fast neck.
Yeah, like it's past my waist in areas. I mean, it's just huge weeds and grass. Is someone supposed to go check on her? Am I supposed to go, I guess, A, check on her, and B, am I supposed to offer to, like, mow her
lawn?
Well,
you love calling in welfare checks on your neighbors, so.
This isn't welfare check worthy. I understand this is slow over time.
He did call a welfare check.
Oh, my God. We got to go through the whole welfare check story
right?
Now.
You did.
Yes, but there was a reason for
why?
It. Because there was a reason for that.
Why, Karen?
I was not being a Karen.
Yes, you were. Anytime you call a welfare check on your neighbor.
I was worried about my friends. They were my neighbors. I'm not a Karen. We were the same age. So I guess your answer then is no.
Well, let me tell us about what happened with the welfare check.
All right, I'll tell you about now I got to tell you the whole story. I'll tell you the whole welfare check thing coming up, and you decide whether or not I was being a Karen. I wasn't. Once you hear the story, you'll know
and
I was not being a Karen.
You know what you do about that lady in her house and her kid?
What?
Mind your business. Walk your dog and shut your mouth. Mind your business.
I had a feeling you'd say that. People offer to help my mom with stuff around her house, or her neighbors help her with stuff all
the
time.
I'm sure there's people who know her. You don't know her.
Well, what if nobody knows it? Nobody's offering any help. Okay,
she's got a grandkid.
I'll stay out of it. Well, I'm guessing. I don't know who that kid is.
Showed up.
There was
a
kid there.
Someone brought
the
kid there unless the kid drove there.
And now the kid's not around anymore. No one else is around anymore.
Someone's aware of it.
All right. That's why I asked.
Mind your business.
I thought maybe I was being a bad neighbor for not offering, you know?
You're not even her neighbor.
Got a lawnmower.
She's in the nicer part of town. She's probably disgusted by you walking up.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock. The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.